they went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there in the synagogue, there was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know that you are the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into the convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were amazed. And they kept asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The word of life. Thanks be to God. I don't consider myself a preacher. I consider myself more a teacher. I try to be a really, really, really good teacher. I'm just so-so as a preacher. And so, you know, our own lenses will reflect what we see in Scripture. So I always go looking for the teaching passages of Jesus. It is thought by almost all biblical scholars that all the letters of Paul were written before the Gospels, and that Mark was probably the first gospel that was written, and about 50 years after the death of Jesus. They didn't write these stories down because Jesus said, "This generation will not pass away until I come back." And so why write it down? And then all the followers of Jesus started dying off, and someone got the idea, "Hey, we better start writing this stuff down. Someday, someone in this church is going to get the idea, hey, we need to start writing our history down." To document the history of things is important. And Mark and Matthew and Luke tell very similar stories. They're called the Synoptic Gospels. It means the same. But they're writing to different audiences, so their stories become very different. It would be as if this group of people took the ideas of the church of the open arms and you wrote letters to the LGBT community. It would be as if this group of people took the ideas of the church of the open arms and you wrote them to people in this neighborhood. It would be as if this group of people took the ideas of the church of the open arms and you wrote to older people. You would tell similar stories, but you would have different audiences. And Mark, for some reason, he seems to me to be a type A personality, because it doesn't always translate into English, but in the Greek, he's always saying, "Immediately, immediately, immediately." Jesus is baptized, and immediately the Holy Spirit sends him into the wilderness. In fact, it's even stronger than that. It's not the Holy Spirit sends him into the wilderness. It's epibalo. The Holy Spirit hurls him into the wilderness. The Holy Spirit throws him into the wilderness. And after that, immediately he starts calling the disciples. And then it's only 22 verses in the first chapter. My God, he's shown up. He's been baptized, he's dealt with Satan, and he's called his disciples in 22 verses. That's a type A personality writing that story. And here it is. He begins to teach not as the traditionalists do, the scribes and the Pharisees, but he begins to teach with an authority. And I just have so much sympathy for Jesus because, you know, I've had those Sundays where I work hard and I have everything planned out. And just when you have worship planned out, then something crazy happens. And you go, "Why is it that I do this?" So Jesus is teaching with authority, and there shows up a guy with a demon. Now, I don't even want to get into the theology about that. One of the commentators that I read said, if you ever go or invited to dinner with some people and you don't ever want to go back to their house, start talking about faith healing right in the middle of the dinner. Guaranteed, you will not be invited back. Guaranteed. But I do know that there are. I do know there's evil in the world. And I do know that there are demons that talk to us all the time. The Course in Miracles says that we have only two emotions, love and fear. And I would argue that any of the messages that you get that are not based on love are the demons that talk to us. I'm having this growing awareness about what women have to deal with in the world. I know I have privilege as a white male, but I'm working with an African-American woman, and she will be preaching on the 15th here. She's young, talented, bright, and we were at the VA, and this man came up to her and said, "What do you do?" And she said, "I'm a chaplain." And he goes, "You can't be a chaplain." She goes, "Why not?" And he goes, "You're a woman." And I walked out the door at that time. I said, "You know, sir, in my tradition, we have been ordaining women for 65 years. And he said, "I guess I'm a chauvinist." And I go, "No, you're an idiot." He came up to me later when Octavia was not there. And you know how well I hold my tongue. And I told him, I go, "She is sharp. She has a Master of Divinity. She is working on a second master's. She works 40 hours a week, is senior pastor of a church, and she's working on a second master's degree. She is smarter and sharper than you will ever be, and it's time for you to pull your head out and understand that there are people who have things to teach." I would argue that all of the messages that my friend gets are demons talking in the world. As the LGBT community, we know what those voices are. "You're not worthy. You're not a human being. You're disgusting. You sicken me." And we internalize those messages. So as a teacher, I want to give you two really, really big assignments. First of all, I want you to recognize that you're not guided by your thoughts. But I want you to start listening to your thoughts. What are the stories that you tell yourself over and over and over? And then begin to dissect those. Because if those stories are about fear, then they're not of God. Those are demons chattering. And if you can't do that, if you're on Facebook, look at the things you posted on Facebook about yourself. And ask, am I telling the world things about myself that are love or about fear? Because I guarantee you, our thoughts create our actions. So this rabbi, in this story where Mark has him doing things really, really quickly, this rabbi who comes to break the powers of hell, to challenge evil itself, calls us to do more than be astounded, but to be people of love and to go and be people who heal the world. Listen to those voices. And if they are tearing you down, what did Jesus say? He said, "Shut up." And he did it with power. You have that same power. So let's go heal the world. Think about it. Amen.